Do you think zombies are a possible downfall of the human race? What would you do if you're the only person being alive if the zombie apocalypse was true? Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Meet Me in Taipei. This is Jacqueline.
And this is Janice.
I hope everyone enjoys listening to our previous episode on the Tinder swindler versus real life experience. We want to continue moving on to a similar discussion on another Netflix show that brought every netizen's attention, which is All of Us Are Dead.
How do you like it?
At first, I find it very. I think for the first couple episode, it was kind of like what I really expected, but towards like the middle part of the show, I realized that wow, so this zombie was created by a crazy scientist, meaning that there is a possibility of this coming true. But then drawing back to, I think the whole entire show, I think humanity was what it was very eye-opening how people can just be so selfish. Only cares about themselves and not really looking out for people that they were really close with, right?
It like I feel like it shows definitely like a lot of sides to people that you wouldn't normally see, which it kind of ties back to the whole like pandemic thing that when in terms of like in times of crisis and just unusual times, humanity itself really comes out and it's pretty scary.
Yeah, because like from I think from like the first couple scenes, so basically like the plot summary happened. This whole breakout happened at a school, at a high school. And of course, kids, they're not really mature enough to handle with these kind of like crises. And it just happened to be there were a lot of like gangster students and like really great students. They're like really like kind people out there, and people are just kind of like pushing forward each other to face all these challenges. Which, when I was like watching this show, I think what really surprised was that, like, I think the scene when the girl like she wipes the blood from the zombie onto the wounds of one of their classmates. I think that girl, what's her name? Her name is Lee Na Yoon, I think. She was also in Squid Game. And when she wiped the blood on the guy, I was like, wow, like, you really hate people to the point where you can just like push them to fate to become a zombie that I don't know, I feel like normally, like if I, okay, let's say if I really hate someone, I think karma comes back, and I don't think I have the guts to do that, you know?
Yeah, it's that's just gory. Like
I know you're like very, like, I know you don't really like gory scenes, but when I was watching that part, I was just like, wow, like, I didn't know humanity can be this scary, after going through so many things in my life, I realize, conspiracy theory, they're not that scary anymore. Ghosts, they're there for a reason. They might be having some kind of like wishes or wish that they want to complete, whatever, but I respect their existence. But humanity, it's something that's it needs a really great explanation of how some people can be so cruel and not be considerate of how others think and really just take advantage of those who are really, really kind in life.
It's a scary thing for sure. So like how do you feel about the show that like touches on, like humanity itself?
Like, I think I had discussions with a lot of my friends about this show, and everyone was saying, like, yeah, like, after watching that show,
I am thinking of an escape route right now, if this is something that could be true. Like, you know, like, even COVID was already true. So something like this could possibly be true. So I'm already looking for an escape route and, like, trying to go somewhere in the forest where I can see no one, because we don't know who around us is going to, like, shove us under the bus, you know, like that. So
true.
Yeah. Like, I would say, me personally, I don't think I would ever do that. Like, even under such circumstances, like, I don't think I will do that. But I do have a couple list of people that I feel like they might do that.
Stay clear of them.
Yeah. Humanity and this show, I think, about, like, Western and Eastern show when it comes to zombie, like, especially, like, All of Us Are Dead, Train to Busan. Mm-hmm. I think they really portrays this, like, emotional attached towards people, how, you know, like, how evil can people be, like, when facing these challenges. However, when it comes to Western movies producing zombie movies, just like the ones that I've been watching right now, it's called Black Summer, and mm-hmm. they have season 2. So season 2 came out already. And I really like this show because at first I thought, like, American shows might be very, you know, soapy and, like, all, you know, they're the same. Mm-hmm. But when I was watching Black Summer, I think it gave me the kind of vibe as Black Mirror. So if people are really interested into zombies, you should watch Black Summer, because they have similar kind of way to produce this zombie scenes. And it's like, they document every little parts of the zombie parts, and I feel like American zombies are way more aggressive than the Asian ones.
Yeah, a little bit. They're a lot more, like, gory and, like, in your face, kind of, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So yeah, I feel like Western zombies, they're more, like, aggressive, and they mm-hmm. kind of scares me because of how fast they can run. But Asian zombies, it just shows a lot of side of, like, emotional parts, because I think emotional is something so strong that even on the outer core of a person, you can't really tell a lot of stuff from the person. Don't you think so?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. Like, especially Korean, like, or yeah, just Asian zombie movies, they really touch on, like, the emotional parts of, like, becoming a zombie and, like, how you deal with it and, like, the whole process of, like, you know, whatever it is. So I do agree that, like, it touches on the emotional aspects of being a zombie a lot more than the American ones. It's more so, the American ones are more so just kind of like, you know, Michael Bay, you know, just boom, 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 and, like, blood everywhere. So it's a really interesting, like, twist to see how different zombie movies can be made, I think. And then, well, talking about, like, zombies, especially pertaining to this show, we wanted to also touch on, like, how the myth of zombies was, you know, like, kind of created by human beings, and how did they come about? Was it from, like, a disease, a folklore, or, like, you know, a ghost story that parents tell their kids to scare them? You know, there's so many, like, I'm pretty sure there's a paper written on, like, zombies and vampires and, like, all those, like, creatures and stuff, but zombies in particular, I feel like a lot of them came from, like, transmissible diseases or, like, mental illnesses, like, back in the days that, like, couldn't be backed up by science. So, for example, one of the most, like, well-known ones is, like, obviously rabies. And for those of you guys who don't know, rabies is when, like, a dog or an animal bites you, or, like, a wild animal bites you, and that wound gets infected and you start to lose consciousness and deteriorating consciousness. So you have no sense of, like, what is right and wrong. And you essentially go back towards your animalistic and, like, your most feral behaviors. So the human side of you is no longer, does not exist anymore. And a second one I wanted to bring up is actually kind of scary because, like, it's called Cotard syndrome. And it's a psychiatric disorder, basically. Mm-hmm. And when people have that, they actually believe that they are dead or decomposing. So you act like you're dead. You act like you're decomposing. And therefore, you know, you act like a zombie. So I thought that was really interesting because, like, obviously it's not common. And for those cases, I'm pretty sure they're not on the news so they don't scare people. But yeah, like, what do you think, Jack?
No, because I just want to jump in a very funny scenario that my mom recently, she's been getting prank calls in Taiwan. And then because she knows I've been depressed, everything, because of like looking for summer internships. So like every time when she picks up a prank call, she pretends she's a zombie. She'll be start speaking like zombie, and then like, you know how zombies speak, like, right? Like, aw, like that. My mom does that. My mom does that to the prank call. And then, like, the person on the other side will be like, and then they just hang up. My dad next to her, my dad was laughing so hard because, like, but yeah, about what you were talking about the syndrome. Like thinking they're dead or decomposing. That reminds me of how my mom reacts to prank call, but that's also a very scary syndrome that people should
I'm
be
so
looking out
sorry. Your mom is so funny. I
sweating right
can't
now.
believe you did that.
Oh, I'll do that. Don't you
I
not
know.
see me doing that?
I know. That's so funny. Oh my gosh. Okay. Yeah, but anyway. Hopping back on, like, the correlation between like transmissible diseases and zombies. A really good example of that is also COVID. When COVID first started, you guys all remember, it's pretty fresh in our brains, that like people are scared of, like getting too close with each other, and like you don't know what the rules are, you don't know, there's no regulations. And then at that point, humanity comes out as well. So you can only imagine if everybody had like Cotard syndrome or
Oh.
rabies, like.
Do you remember when like no, not zombies, when COVID was a thing and like everyone was rushing back to Taiwan? And like that's when everyone was so mad about like all these international students, why are they coming back giving us all the disease? That's like the humanity jumps out. I was just thinking like, yeah, everyone's looking for escape route and people in Taiwan were like, why are you guys coming back? Like stay in America if you guys like have the money to be there, just be there and then be live with the disease. Why are you guys giving back to such a small country? I think that's when a humanity jumps out.
Yeah, like it, there's been a lot of thinking and like just discussion about this, because even right now, you get like yi yang yang guang, you do get people looking at you different, or like being like, why are you back? Or like even right now. So like I think it's just every man for itself. And even in the States, when it first started, people in America were like that too, like, why are you so close to me, like my personal space. And then like it's all political, guns and like big pharma and all that. So I do think that it was a very scary side of humanities. A lot of relationships were destroyed because of it. So I think that's a really good lesson for all of us to kind of like think back and say like how we are able to communicate with each other when there's a situation like this.
Yeah. And also because of that, like I think a lot of people are storing guns because I feel like Asian hate is coming back in some ways. And seriously, I like every time when I see like news like that, it just really pisses me off. It's kind of like we're kind of going off topic, but I just also want to, it kind of like brings back to humanity that people really nowadays should be consider about their behavior and actions, not just solely do something based on what they see. Please be considerate, like to one another.
So we thought it was a really like a really good example to bring up, like Cotard syndrome and rabies and COVID right now, in correlation to zombies being zombies and humanity itself. What are
I know. Like when she told me that, I was like, oh my goodness, this sounds exactly what my mom will do.
Oh, so, oh my God.
And then the other day I was FaceTiming her and then she was like, hold on, I'm gonna while you see it, don't you? And I was like, wait, what's going on? And then so she picked up, but then the person was kind of acting normal, so she kind of just like acted a little less zombie-like, Yeah, but my mom, like my entire family's like that, so
That's so funny. I can't. I would like to spend a day with your family.
Yeah, you'll all soon, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So yeah, just touching on zombies again, and we really wanted to talk about whatchamacallit, All of Us Are Dead. And for next week, we are actually gonna similar style and topic, we want to touch on Euphoria. So Euphoria also took the internet and the entire world by storm. And I watched a season or two of it, and I thought it was really good, really well written, and really, it really embodies like what this generation is struggling through. So I wanted to kind of like talk about it and like give our opinions on it. And again, so please tune in next week and this week, every Sunday night at 9 p.m. on Meet Me in Taipei. I hope you guys enjoyed this. And again, like, this is Janice.
And this is Jacqueline.
And we'll see you guys soon on Meet Me in Taipei. Bye.
Bye, guys.